Right now, time to bring in Mike Causey. Got to check on sports. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
I'm okay.
All right. That's good to know. That's good to know. Well, I sat down yesterday at about 6:30, and I put on Yes for a few minutes and saw the Yankees go out to a quick 7-0 lead on 10 pitches. 10 pitches. They ended up winning the game 7-3, but 10 pitches, 7 runs.
That's a shot early, huh?
Well, the pitcher that was pitching for Seattle used to be a good pitcher, but his everything he was throwing came in belt level or a little higher.
Yeah, he's not the pitcher he used to be. That's for sure.
No, it's sad to see. Like 10 pitches. I mean, geez, you just didn't
ten
have
10 pitches.
It. Yeah, 10 pitches.
It was 2-0 in the first inning, not 7.
Then it was 10 pitches in the second inning when he pitched. But he got
they scored 2 in the first, 4 in the second, and 1 in the third.
Yeah, but it was a sight to behold. Anyways, I went to bed, and then they ended up winning 7-3. But so what the heck? So all right. So now this is a funny story. Tony Romo, as you know, every once in a while golfs on the PGA Tour, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if ever you were to bet a long shot, he's a 10,000-1 shot to win the Byron Nelson Classic.
I don't think that's happening.
No, but still, if you had $10, why not put it on him?
I guess.
You know, I mean, what else are you going to do with $10 nowadays? What is it going to get you?
3 gallons of gas.
Yeah, not too much. So that's all I say. Anyway. All right, where do you want to go in sports?
Go to hockey for now.
All right.
The Bruins beat Columbus 3-0 last night, winning their series 4-2. So the Eastern Conference final set. It's Boston against Carolina. Two names that you did not think you'd hear. The West Coast is both going to 7 games. The Western Conference, Dallas is playing St. Louis tonight. That's a game 7. And Colorado won last night in overtime for us in the game 7 with San Jose. So you got Boston playing Carolina in the East, and in the West, you're going to have either Dallas, St. Louis, Colorado, or San Jose. Real unexpected finals in hockey this year, and it's a good thing because it's the unpredictability of it is what makes it the spectacle that it is. It's really, really good. Opposite of the NBA.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Even though Houston and Golden State are having a great series in the NBA.
But to be honest with you... But you figure it's going to be either Houston or Golden State playing Milwaukee, and that's the way it's going to turn out.
Yeah. Here's the shocking story that I am amazed at. The XFL announced multi-year agreements yesterday with ESPN and Fox.
Who's the XFL? Isn't that league that went bankrupt already?
No.
Like
that was
a couple years ago?
Yeah, a couple of years ago. But this is the XFL again. But they've come back this year. It's multi-year agreements with ESPN and Fox. XFL games will air weekly on ABC and Fox, complemented by games on ESPN. They'll feature back-to-back games each Saturday at 2 and 2 games on Sunday afternoon.
When is this supposed to start?
I've got to see when it's meant to start. The XFL will kick off on Saturday, February 8th.
Okay, here's what you do with the $10 you were talking about.
Yeah.
You go to William Hill and you make a $10 bet that never gets off the ground.
All right. It's meant to start on February 8th with teams in Dallas, Houston, Los Angeles, New York, St. Louis, Seattle, Tampa Bay, and Washington, D.C.
Not going to happen. Then you take another $10, you make a parlay that if it does happen, it's over by St. Patrick's Day.
Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing.
These people are ridiculous.
Yeah.
Thinking that they're going to get another football league. They just went through one this year like a hot knife through butter. What makes them think the next one's going to work? Not going to happen.
Ridiculous. Yeah. What else is happening in sports?
I want to go back to the Kentucky Derby for a minute.
All right.
Not so much the incident, but the aftermath of it. It's just unbelievable how so many people know very little about horse racing. I mean, very little about horse racing. You got people jumping all over Donald Trump for making the statement that he made when it's absolutely obvious that he's clueless of it. And then you have people that you see at the track not understanding why the horse was placed where he was placed. It's just mind-boggling. And then you hear other people saying, well, you know, nothing really happened, and he was the best horse in the race. They make millions of excuses as to why something shouldn't have happened. There's a reason why it happened. There's rules, and they need to be enforced. And like I told people yesterday, the only reason why this seems so obscure is because the racing officials don't enforce the rules enough. If they did, then this would have been just like yep, they're right, and this horse should have been disqualified, instead of why are you committing such a travesty by making this horse lose?
Mike, here's what I don't understand, and this is what I don't. People who watch NASCAR, okay?
Yeah, they're trying to compare it to NASCAR blocking.
But it is. You can have the best car in the race in NASCAR. You can lead 499 out of 500 laps. On that last lap, in a tight situation, if you do something illegal on the track, guess what happens? You don't win. You don't win.
I think you can't make a comparison. You probably can make a comparison to NASCAR in that way, but you can't make a comparison in another way, because they have teams. The drivers have teams. And they go out and they block and they do things for each other.
Still, if they do
you can't do that in horse racing.
But you cannot perform any dangerous move in NASCAR. If you do, and it's called at the end of the race, you don't win. You don't win. It's instead of the stewards, they review all the tapes. You know, I was watching the Kentucky Derby, and in real time, okay.
You knew something was wrong.
Yeah, in real time, you could see a little bunch up, okay, but you didn't see it. You didn't see it that horrible. They showed a bunch of views that weren't conclusive. Then all of a sudden, they had the view where you could actually see the horse's legs entangled.
Mm-hmm.
The minute that view came up, people on TV, commentators on TV, and anybody who knows anything about horse racing knew that
there was an issue.
It was an issue, and that they had to do something about it. As you said yesterday, had they let this go on, and let's say the horses got tangled, and three horses fell down, and then four horses after that, and you had five horses that had to be put down, and maybe a couple of riders in the hospital with a broken neck or a broken back.
Oh, forget it.
It would have been shut down racing.
Mm-hmm. And here's the only valid point that some people made. Was how come the rider of War of Will, Tyler Gaffleone, didn't claim a foul? It was somebody else that claimed the foul. People don't understand that these riders are independent contractors, and they get business through themselves and through their agent, and they get their business by speaking to other trainers and picking up mounts that way. Gaffleone rides for Service in different circuits. If he claims a foul against Service, he's going to lose mounts. He's going to lose business. He's going to lose his livelihood. Flavian Pratt's got no dog in that fight. He rides on the West Coast. Service does not have a barn on the West Coast. I mean, that's the bad part about it, because the animosity that would be held by the trainer against the riders is the reason why they don't claim the foul. So Gaffleone probably would have claimed the foul if he didn't ride for him elsewhere, which is a bad thing. You have to make it, and the stewards are the people that should have posted the inquiry immediately, and they didn't. They should have posted the inquiry before Pratt claimed the foul.
Well, anyway,
it's a crazy situation. I mean, the outcome I still believe was 100% correct, but the authorities of racing, the stewards and all the management part of it that take care of it, they need to come together on the same page and enforce these things a lot better. Because whether it's the Kentucky Derby or it's a 5,000 claiming race at Thistle Downs, they need to enforce the rules for the safety of the riders and the horses.
All right. Where else do we want to go in sports?
The Stems got smacked around again last night.
Yeah.
They lost 4-0 to San Diego. DeGrom went 7 innings, only gave up 4 hits but 2 runs. And then the relief pitching comes in and just puts all doubt away that the Mets can't win, giving up three hits and two runs in one inning. But the Mets, they just don't score any runs. They got four-hitted last night.
34, 35 games into the season, things are starting to shake down a little bit.
Shake down?
Yeah. Well, we see
breakdown.
Well, you know, it's what the amazing thing is, and I know you're a Yankee hater and everything, but with all the, their injuries and they've got people finally starting to come back.
No, you heard me all spring saying it's amazing what they're doing with all their injuries. Yeah. I never said anything bad about the Yankees this year.
It really is.
I haven't said one bad thing about them this year.
No, but it really is an amazing, whether it's a stroke of luck or whatever.
Yeah, and they keep getting hurt. Paxton's hurt now.
Yeah. But and they keep going down into the minor leagues and bringing up these people that, mm-hmm. that perform. It's amazing.
But sooner or later, that well's going to run dry.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, if you look at Major League Baseball, there's maybe three teams that have separation from the 500 mark, and everybody else is at 500 or worse.
Yeah.
The mediocrity and lack of play in Major League Baseball is frightening this year. Just frightening.
Yeah. Yeah,
there's the talent is cut so thin. I don't know how to explain it. Something's not right with baseball, and unless it gets fixed, they're going to have real problems. Because you can't have so many teams struggling. In the American League East, you got three teams under 500. In the Central, you got three teams under 500. In the West, you got three teams at 500 or less. In every division, there's almost three teams at 500 or less. The only one that doesn't have it is the National League Central, which is the one you thought would struggle. But they're the ones that are having a decent year this year with the Cardinals, Cubs, and Brewers, five games over 500 or better.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense.
You don't want to have the
mediocrity. No, you don't want to go to the NFL where everybody's mediocre.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was just going to say.
You don't want that. Yeah. You want better competition.
All right. Well, I got competition with you with Pat Pagano. We got to bring him in.
Yeah, keep the rain away. I want to play a few games this week.
All right, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Kazi, this morning with a check on sports here on Robin Hood Radio.